This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, March 15th, 2013, and we are well into free agency here on another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. None of this projecting free agency or talking about franchise tenders or any of that crap. We got a lot of business to handle. I am joined, thankfully, unlike previous weeks, by some other PFW writers, Paul Perillo, Eric Scalavino in the house. I'm Andy Hart, and we will get right to it. Unfortunately, the biggest news of the week is probably a departure. Number 83, Wes Welker, decided to jump sides in
heading
the greatest battle of quarterbacks that the last decade we've seen in the NFL.
Maybe ever.
He went from Brady to Manning. Wes Welker signed a two-year, $12 million contract with the Denver Broncos. The Wes Welker era is done in New England. Paul Perillo, initial reaction.
Are you okay? He is still alive. I mean, it's not an obituary.
But the era is dead. The era is dead. The era that began when they traded for Wes Welker as a restricted free agent from the Dolphins and kicked off the record-setting, perfect season into a pair of Super Bowl appearances, an AFC title game loss, the evolution of the offense, Tom Brady becoming a stat-driven quarterback, an MVP-type quarterback.
Not a game manager.
Wes Welker has been along for that entire ride. That's not something you can say of Rob Gronkowski or Aaron Hernandez or Randy Moss. Welker was a part of that ride for 6 years, and that has ended. Paul, reaction, go.
I am surprised. I thought all along that this was going to be a tough negotiation and difficult decisions to be made on both sides, but I thought ultimately Welker would be back. He's not. It's surprising. All that said, I know we're dealing with a lot of semantics here. There's been a lot of stories. You know, Wes signed a two-year, $12 million deal in Denver. Reports indicate that the Patriots offered him 2 years and $10 million to stay here. Various reports indicate the timing of all of these things was in question because there's a possibility at the time that he went to the Patriots, he wanted $3 and $24 million. So that's obviously not close to the 2 and 10 that they offered him. Therefore, you part ways. You're going to get to more of our moves, Andy, as we move along here. But clearly the Patriots had to move on as free agency started, and no longer was the 2 and 10 sort of out there. And I think it's unfortunate because I think, obviously, the Patriots' offense worked best in that way with Welker. I was sort of looking forward to a departure from this style, but it doesn't look like we're going to get it.
No, because when the Patriots moved on, they moved on to a guy who has followed up Wes Welker before, first at Texas Tech, and then sort of as just a story coming into the NFL as the next Wes Welker. Well, now quite literally he is the next Wes Welker, and that is Danny Amendola from the St. Louis Rams, free agent. Mm-hmm. You may have heard he has some ties locally, his mother from Scituate. He is a Texas boy who, as I said, came after Wes Welker in Mike Leach's offense at Texas Tech. He got a five-year, $31 million deal. Reports indicate that it includes $10 million guaranteed. He's sort of the next Wes Welker. He's sort of next in line. The production is similar in the pre-Welker in New England years to the pre-New England years for Amendola. Has a little bit of experience with Josh McDaniels from 1 year together in St. Louis. Has had some injury issues. Wes Welker is gone. Danny Amendola is here. And Eric Scalavino was emotional about the topic, so I'll go to him now.
Yeah, you said the comparison of pre coming here is similar only in numbers perspective.
Correct.
If you look at the number of years, Welker really only had two seasons in Miami and had a lot more production, two seasons of 16 games, whereas Amendola had four seasons. Only one of those was a 16-game season with St. Louis because of those injuries that you mentioned. Maybe getting to a guy like Tom Brady will help boost Amendola's production, assuming he can stay healthy and stay on the field. That's really the big question with him right now because
clearly,
I think he's an athletic guy. I think he's a decent receiver. It'd be interesting to see what he can do in an offense like this if he's healthy with other talent around him. So I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, but at this point, I really don't see how you can look at this as anything but a downgrade from where you were at that position?
Certainly in the short term, you'd have to expect it to be a downgrade. You know, we were all amazed how Welker took to Brady so quickly originally in 2007. Welker and Moss, it just took off. It worked. And it's hard to imagine it can be quite so seamless with Amendola, even with the McDaniels experience. Even
which is
with
very
his
limited,
experience.
Too.
Yes,
very
even with
overrated.
His experience sort of being a Welker-type receiver, there has to be a growth period. There seems to always be a growth period when we see these guys come in. So it'll bear watching. But we are going to move on because while some fans were a little uncomfortable, you know, early in free agency, the first few hours on Tuesday, because other teams were doing, you know, Mike Wallace was going to Miami and guys were, you know, Kruger was going to Cleveland.
Danelle Ellerbe.
Danelle Ellerbe. You know, there was a lot going on. A little quiet for the Patriots. Then when it made noise, the first noise was sort of, uh-oh, Welker's leaving. Next shoe to drop was Amendola coming. And then the shoes started just falling out of the sky, because I will go over quickly
all of these
moves that have been coming fast and furious. Donald Jones got a 3-year deal. Buffalo Bills, going to be a 4th-year receiver, was untendered as a restricted free agent. He officially has signed. Paul Perillo spoke with him earlier today and posted some comments much earlier today on Patriots.com. Leon Washington signed a 1-year deal. The kick returner from Seattle, 29 yards plus per kick return last year. I believe he had a 98-yard touchdown. A little boost to the kick return game. Maybe no longer will we joke about the human touchback, Devin McCourty, now that Leon Washington and I believe an all-pro caliber kick returner. I believe he's been all-pro. And Kyle Arrington re-signed with the Patriots for a reported 4 years, $16 million with a reported
$8.5 million
guaranteed.
Oh boy.
I want to see how those numbers sort of hash themselves out as the reports go a little more in-depth looking at them. People that were on the roster already, Brandon Lloyd, a lot of talk of his roster bonus, $3 million, actually due tomorrow on Saturday. Report from ESPN Boston today was both sides are talking about redoing the deal and maybe avoiding that roster bonus. Be interesting to see, A, if he stays, and B, what the new deal would look like. Mm-hmm. And then the guys that left this week, there were a trio of them not named Wes Welker. One of them, great guy, Donald Thomas. Yeah. 4 years, $14 million, including $1 million guaranteed to go to the Colts.
Good for him.
Looks like he'll have a shot at starting job there. Sort of that Tom Ashworth, Russ Hochstein story where, you know, good guy makes good on the free agent market, chance to start, go protect Andrew Luck. Patrick Chung, in a strange career that sort of really fell off the map last season here in New England. We started the year, as Paul Perillo likes to point out, with people talking about Chung in the comp market for contracts of safeties his caliber were, you know, $40 million.
Being
Michael
franchised.
Griffin, and he ends up with a $3 million three-year, $10 million deal in Philly that reportedly include $4 million guaranteed, but certainly didn't get $40 million or franchised. And the latest departure, Danny Woodhead, went to San Diego for 2 years. A 2-year deal. I haven't seen the financials
seen
on that,
that
yet.
No.
But Danny Woodhead is gone from the backfield.
A lot of coming and going.
A lot of coming and going.
And more visiting.
Yes. You know, John Abraham reports of visits and reports of even that he could be close to a deal.
Pending a physical, according to one
Dwight
report.
Dwight Freeney, there were reports that he was in town. And in a related note, Elvis Dumervil restructured his contract to stay in Denver because a lot of people thought Freeney was going to Denver.
Not so fast, my friend. The paperwork apparently wasn't submitted in time, so Dumervil has been officially released per our guy Mike Kliss from the Denver Post.
Yeah, I believe that is going to end up being a formality.
Okay.
If he agreed to the deal and it just didn't get it done on time,
but
then
that's just the latest coming across.
And there are tie-ins to the Freeney-Patriots angle because Freeney was reportedly going to go to Denver if they didn't have Dumervil. If he doesn't go to Denver, maybe he's more interested in coming to New England. Who knows? Maybe they'll get Abraham and Freeney. Throw in a Umanyora. Throw in a Tlaib. Throw in a Reed. Who knows?
And we've had a report of Emmanuel Sanders,
restricted free agent wide receiver from Pittsburgh.
Adrian Wilson, a longtime Pro Bowl safety for the Arizona Cardinals.
Jacked.
In town, I should say. So a lot of comings and goings. A lot of people visiting, just really come.
Just
the
talk
news
about
is,
one.
The news
give
is
me,
coming
give me
fast
one
and
that
furiously.
You find interesting. Something today.
Well, the one I like the most is John Abraham and Dwight Freeney. Abraham is the guy I probably would prefer. Andy and I talked about this. I like these guys both. Andy doesn't like Freeney as much as I do.
Done.
But I think that the veteran type pass rusher makes a lot of sense.
I agree with that too. But I'm also intrigued by Wilson. His size, his experience, his talent level, it's exactly what they need and have been lacking since Rodney Harrison retired at the end of 08.
I agree. And now I'm going to play a little bit of a negative here, and people will rip me for this, but the biggest move that I like in a weird way is Danny Woodhead leaving. I think this could force the Patriots to go all in on the Shane Vereen era as the third down back, as the versatile guy to the backfield. And people that listen to PFW in Progress know I've thought all along he could be a star. We had that little glimpse of star in the postseason, three touchdowns. I want to see him on a weekly basis get the Woodhead touches. I want to see him every week get those 7-8 catches or 7 or 8 carries, 3-4 catches, balance it out. I want to see double-digit touches for Vereen, and I think with Woodhead gone, you're almost forced into that if you're the coaching staff. So I like that.
I like it.
I like all the moves. There's a lot to like here. They're addressing needs, and Adam Schefter reported that he believes Aqib Talib will finally end up back in New England as the dust settles. Sean Smith went to the Chiefs, a 3-year deal, $18 million with $11 million guaranteed. A lot of people think that kind of set the market for ballpark what Talib
might get.
Although
Keenan Lewis got a lot more than that.
Keenan Lewis did. I don't know where the market is, actually, all over the place. But, you know, Adam Schefter's pretty tied in, and if he thinks Talib's coming back, probably a good chance he is. So you got a veteran pass rusher in all likelihood with either Abraham or, you know, maybe Freeney, maybe both. You've added yourself a receiver to replace Welker. You've added yourself another receiver to try to compete. You've added yourself a cornerback that you retained. I mean, they're filling the needs that, you know, a week ago we were talking, well, they don't have any wide receivers. They don't have any cornerbacks. Yeah. They couldn't field a team today.
Nice to get some pass
filling
rush in there.
Holes. Yes.
Nice. Maybe this
filling
weekend
in those
it'll
holes.
Happen.
Yes. So a lot to like about what the Patriots are doing. I urge you, don't fixate on the departure of number 83. I know that's an emotional loss for the fans and the, you know, a lot of 83
Why,
jerseys
is.
Out there. And he is emotionally,
Eric's
yes.
emotional.
But you know what?
Angry Eric was on PFW in Progress yesterday.
Yeah, I think in a few weeks when you start analyzing the multitude of moves and the summation of moves, you're going to say, it's going to be a pretty competitive training camp. They're building a roster that I think, when you add to what was an AFC title team, you said, they're going to compete for an AFC title and beyond yet again.
And just looking briefly ahead, next week the NFL has its annual meeting. It's in Phoenix this year. I'll be there, and hopefully we'll get to talk to Robert Kraft and maybe get some reaction to all of the moves that have been made.
Bill Belichick.
Yeah, well, I'm you know, it's more of a...
Eric won't let his personal biases get in the way, but he's not looking forward to talking to the coach, just the owner.
No, it's just, it's more of a certainty that the owner will make,
that
a,
is
make
true.
An appearance.
So we will recap. Welker gone, Amendola in, Donald Jones in, Leon Washington in, Kyle Arrington in, gone, Donald Thomas, Patrick Chung, Danny Woodhead,
and
maybe Danny, maybe Brandon Lloyd, maybe John Abraham, maybe Adrian Wilson, and certainly we'll be back next Friday to sum all those up in one more week of free agency, and we'll have an update from the owners' meetings via Eric Scalavino. For Paul Perillo and Eric, Andy Hart here with another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast presented by Sullivan Tire, where the rubber meets the road. Peace out.
And if the darkness, this has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available in over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.